The wiser you become, the more time you're going to have. Wisdom is a time management issue. And time management is a wisdom issue. It will add years to your life. That's a flat-out promise of God. If you live wisely, you're going to live longer. Now you got my attention. Okay? Now you got my attention. It's going to cause success. It's going to bring honor. It's going to give me more, extend my life. I'm interested in wisdom.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Learning to Live Wisely.
If God were to say to you, I'll give you anything you want in life, just name one thing, I'll give that to you, what would your answer be? I'd like fewer problems. I'd like to get married. I'd like to get out of debt. I'd like to have no more conflict in my relationship. I doubt you would ask for what Solomon asked for. This question was actually asked by God to a guy in the Bible. God comes to Solomon one day. Solomon was the son of David, the king of Israel, and later Solomon became king. And God asked Solomon one day, what would you like in life, Solomon? I'll give you anything you ask for in life. Name one thing and I'll give it to you. Solomon did not ask for wealth. He didn't ask for fame. He didn't ask for comfort. He didn't ask for pleasure. He said, God, I want you to give me wisdom. I want you to make me the wisest man in the world. Now, wisdom? Really? If God had asked me, what's the one thing you want in life? I don't think I would have asked for wisdom. I doubt you would either. That might be on my list, but it certainly wouldn't be number one. But Solomon, out of all the things he could ask God for, says, God, more than anything else, I want you to make me wise. God was so impressed with this request, so touched by Solomon's request. He said, Solomon, I'm going to grant it. And I'm not only going to give you wisdom, you're not only going to be the wisest man in the world, I'm going to also make you the wealthiest man in the world, the most famous man in the world, the most powerful man in the world of your day. I'm going to give you everything that everybody else wants too, because you asked wisely. We don't understand how important wisdom is. We don't realize that it is the key to literally everything else that you want in life. Notice on your outline, the Bible says this, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing else you could ever want is as valuable. Are you kidding me? Nothing else I could ever want is as valuable as wisdom. It says it's more precious than rubies. I don't really know the value of rubies, so I had to look it up this week. Highest quality rubies are worth 10 times what diamonds are worth. 10 times. Let me put this in perspective. A gram of gold is worth about $50. Specifically, a gram of gold is worth $53 today. A gram of rubies would be worth about $50,000. That is exponentially more valuable than gold or diamonds. And God is saying, wisdom is far more valuable to your life than you could possibly imagine. And if you will get wisdom in your life, it will bless you in every other area of your life. This is what you need to want more than anything else. The Bible says this, Proverbs 4, verse 7. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. Really? Really? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't think that getting wisdom was the most important thing I could do in life. But you might circle that. The most important thing you can do is to get wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is seeing things from God's point of view. It's not knowledge. You can get knowledge a lot of places. You can go to college, you can go to school, you can get all kinds of degrees, and you can get a lot of knowledge. But a person can be knowledgeable and not wise. A person can be educated and not wise. Wisdom and knowledge are two different things. A lot of educated people are actually fools. And a lot of foolish people or uneducated people are actually quite wise. Because wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. And it says, of all the things in life, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. What I want us to do this weekend is two things. Look at, why is wisdom so important to me? Why is it the most important thing that I should want? Why should it be the number one goal of my life to get wisdom? Why is that the most important thing? And then second, we're gonna look at how to get it. Now, fortunately, Solomon, the wisest man, wrote a book about it. It's called the Book of Proverbs. It's in the middle of your Bible. If you take the Bible and you open it right in the middle, you come to the Book of Proverbs. And the Book of Proverbs is a book on how to live wisely.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. That means if you read a chapter a day, you would go through the book of Proverbs once a month. I know many, many businessmen who make a practice to read a chapter a day of Proverbs. It is so jam-packed full of practical wisdom on life, relationships, business, money, time, everything like that. They read a chapter a day and they go through the book once a month. Let me read to you the introduction to the book of Proverbs to explain how important wisdom is. It's here on the screen. Watch this. Chapter 1, verse 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. The purpose of these proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand wise sayings. Through these problems, people will receive instruction and discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will make the simple-minded clever, and it means if you're dumb, it'll make you smart. These will give knowledge and purpose to young people. If you're a young adult, you're a teenager, you should be devouring the book of Proverbs. It will give you purpose and knowledge. Let those who are wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. And let those who understand receive guidance by exploring the depth of meaning in these proverbs, these parables, these wise sayings, and these riddles. Now, over and over and over again in the Bible, God stresses the importance of wisdom. He says it's the number one thing you need to want in life. It should be your number one goal, because if you get wisdom, it's going to affect every other thing in your life for the better, for the good. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 12 says this: if you become wise, you'll be the one to benefit. Circle that word benefit. You'll be the one that brings personal benefit to you. Wisdom does. But if you scorn wisdom, you'll be the one to suffer. Why? Because all of the problems in your life come from a lack of wisdom. All of the problems in your life come from making foolish decisions. The reason you have financial problems is because you make foolish financial decisions. The reason you have relational problems is because you make foolish relational decisions. You don't make wise decisions. There's a verse in the Bible that says, there's a way that seems right to man, to women, to human beings. There's a way that seems right to us, but it ends in death. It ends in destruction. It ends in a dead end. In other words, I make decisions with my money that I think seem the right thing to do, but they're foolish decisions, and I get in trouble. There are things that I do in relationships that I think are the right thing to do in my relationships, and they seem right to me, but they're wrong. They're not wise. And so I have dead ends in my relationships. There are career moves that I make that seem to be right to me, but they're wrong. They're foolish decisions. Because I lack wisdom, I keep running up against dead ends. So if I fill my life with wisdom, then I'm going to benefit from it. I'm going to be wiser, and I'm going to have fewer problems, and I'm going to have more success in my life. Now, the book of Proverbs lists all kinds of reasons or benefits why wisdom ought to be the number one goal of your life. I'm going to just give you 18 of those reasons, 18 benefits. I've listed the verses there on your outline, and I'm not even going to comment on these. They're pretty self-explanatory. I'm just going to read them through very quickly, and I want you to circle each of the 18 benefits to your life if you become a wiser person. So let me read them quickly. You circle the benefits. Proverbs 24:14. Wisdom is good for the soul. Circle that. Good for the soul. Get wisdom and you'll have a bright future. Circle that. So you're going to have, it'll be good for the soul, you'll have a bright future. Now, you want to succeed in life. Look at what the Bible says. Proverbs 8:19, verse 8. Those who get wisdom do themselves a favor, and those who love learning will succeed. Circle will succeed. You want to be a success in life? It's real simple. Get wise. Wise up. Learn wisdom. The more wisdom you have, the more successful you'll be in life. Proverbs 8, verse 4. Treasure wisdom, and it will make you great. Circle that. Hold on to it, and it will bring you honor. Circle that. So in the first few verses, we see wisdom is good for your soul. It'll give you a bright future. It'll cause you to succeed. It'll make you great, and it'll give you honor. Now, everybody look up here. How many of you would say, I don't have enough time to get everything I need to do done in my life? How many of you would say that? That's a wisdom problem. The next verse says this: wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. What's he saying there? It'll multiply your days. When you are wise, the wiser you are, the wiser you manage your time. And the better you manage your time, the more you're going to have of it. The reason why you don't have enough time to get it done is you make foolish decisions. You make unwise decisions with your time. The wiser you become, the more time you're going to have. Wisdom is a time management issue. And time management is a wisdom issue. Not only that, it says it will add years to your life. That's a flat-out promise of God. God says, if you live wisely, you're going to live longer. Now you got my attention. Okay? Now you got my attention. It's going to cause success. It's going to make me great. It's going to bring honor. It's going to multiply my time. It's going to give me more, extend my life. I'm interested in wisdom. Next verse, Proverbs 24:5. Wise people have great power. Circle that. The more wisdom you have, the more power you have in your life. Proverbs 3:35. Wise people will gain an honorable reputation. Circle that. The wiser you are, the more people are going to like you. The more people are going to love you. The more popular you're going to be. The more your reputation is going to be honored, and you have a good reputation because you're not foolish. You're not a fool. You're wise. Now, how many of you would like this year to be better than last year? Can I see your hands? Yeah, I think that's unanimous. That's a wisdom issue, making the life better. Look at the next verse. Wise people's lives get better and better. Why? Because we're not making the same mistakes we made last year. If I'm wiser this year, my life is going to be easier this year. If I'm wiser this year, my life is going to be better this year. Because I'm not making the same foolish mistakes. I'm not repeating the errors of the past. The wiser I get, the better my life gets year after year after year. So obviously, I don't want to be a fool. I want to be a wise man. I want to be a wise woman. The next verse, Proverbs 3:16-18, mentions seven major benefits of getting wisdom in your life. Notice this, right? Circle them all. Wisdom offers you long life. That's the first one. As well as wealth. That's the second. Wealth is a mark of wisdom. You wise up, you use your money wisely. So, as well as wealth. And honor, circle honor. Wisdom can make your life pleasant. In other words, it's not as hard. If I make foolish decisions, life is hard. If I make wise decisions, life is pleasant. It's easier. It says wisdom can lead you safely through life. In other words, wisdom is a protection. Keeps you from making mistakes. You circle that. Those who become wise are happy. You want happiness? Get wise up. The wiser you get, the happier you'll be. Wisdom will give them life. In other words, true life. Now, friends, those seven benefits are so ridiculously over the top. If I didn't believe that was in the Bible, it sounds like an infomercial. I mean, if I held up a product and said, this product will give you a long life, it will make you wealthy, it will bring you honor, it will make your life pleasant and easier than before, it will lead you safely through the problems of your life, it will make you happy, and it will cause you to experience life that was meant to be lived. You'd be going, I don't believe it. It's unrealistic. But I didn't say this. God said it. God said it. And God is telling you the value of learning wisdom. If you become more wise, these things will be true in your life. One more verse, Proverbs 4:12. Nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely. Circle that. Nothing will stand in your way. In other words, you got your dream, you got your goal. Wisdom will show you how to get around all the barriers. Nothing will stand in your way. And you will not stumble when you run if you are wise.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.